From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with the Mama Said String Band. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Wish me well. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Brad Becker, we welcome you to Red Barn Radio. Tonight is our 601st live concert performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are very pleased to present a program of great live music with Mama Said String Band. The band is a five-piece group from Louisville, Kentucky. Their combined musical backgrounds, spanning multiple cultures, styles, and genres, have a strong focus on vocal harmony and innovative instrumentation that creates a unique aural medley. Their musical influences are from bluegrass, folk, Americana, gospel, and R&B. Please welcome Mama Said String Band to the Red Barn stage.
How do you feel after all these years? Mexico sings the heart that I let go. Now it's memories and bones. It's memories and bones. It's memories and bones. But where are you, Danielle? And how do you feel after all these years? Cause the songs with all your tears, 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 songs with all of your tears.
Here is Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to talk with Mama Said String Band.
So I am here with the Mama Said String Band, and I want to call the band from Louisville. I'll start talking to the players, and they can tell me whether that's true or not. I'm going to start from the sort of middle and work out. Katie, did you start this band?
Katie did it.
No, absolutely not. I, by chance, stumbled upon these four amazing human beings, and they kind of let me mold into what they already had.
Oh, nice. Okay, so it's really kind of just the opposite.
Yes, exactly the opposite.
Did you all meet in Louisville?
We actually met at a place called Terrapin. It's in Harrodsburg, Kentucky. My old band was playing with their old band, and we all became friends, jamming around a fire, and the rest is history.
Oh, so Terrapin, like the festival?
Yes.
Terrapin? Oh,
yeah.
All right. But you just formed in 2017, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Caitlin, can you tell a little bit, talk a little bit about how, I don't know, how this kind of came together?
Well, Caitlin Farmer.
Addie and Steph have actually been playing music together for, honestly, since I've known them. So it's been about 7 years. And me and Addie have been singing together and harmonizing together since, I mean, kind of the first day I ever met her.
Huh.
We found David about, I don't know, what, like 2 or 3 years ago, around there, like 3, 4 years ago, I don't know. We started actually a band called Kentucky Tuxedo, and we filtered through a bunch of bass players. We even put up like a Craigslist ad for it. Like, we just couldn't get this perfect bass player.
It's a Craigslist.
And so we kind of gave up for a second, and then this beautiful human being came into our lives, and now we are what we are, and we changed the name, and here we go.
Wow. when it said that you formed in 2017, I was kind of expecting a less polished, rehearsed thing. And you guys have just a lot of intricacies in your music and neat stops and really authentic sounding songs. Do you all write the material, Caitlin?
It's kind of like if we have an idea, sometimes, you know, a lot of us already have the song completely written and then we'll bring it to the band. And then there's some of us who are like, I have like half a song, but I want your input for the instrumental part. Or, you know, I mean, we kind of just take turns on it. Like, it's really random, all of it is. And sometimes we sit down and all write it together, and sometimes it's very alone and we kind of just keep to ourselves until we have the finished product.
So. Do you all have an opportunity to get together to rehearse routinely? Mm-hmm. Talk more about that. Adlai.
Or Addie. Either one.
What do you like?
I prefer Adlai. It's just more difficult for people.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. I like Adlai a lot.
Adlai Filatro.
It's either, you know, we're getting together and we're learning some new covers, or, I mean, most of the time it's like we're getting ready for a festival or a show that's coming up. We said we've only been together since 2017, so the first year was really us like getting together and polishing a set that we could play, and now we've just started to get some spare time to work on our originals or to be creative and practice instead of like slamming together all this stuff at the last second to try to get ready for said specific thing.
Which sometimes can take sort of the magic out of it when everybody's sort of nervous. When you all play Floyd Fest or Bristol, do you go there with the idea that you want to play mostly original tunes? Yeah, okay. And what kind of length sets do you get to do? Did you get to do, say, at Floyd Fest?
Some of our sets were actually 30 minutes. Huh. We had like two 30-minute ones, an hour one, and then a 45-minute one. We had four sets.
What size audience do you get at Floyd Fest?
The first one, it was raining, and there was no coverage. Ooh. So that wasn't the best. But other than that, a couple of our sets were in the VIP tent, which is where the beer is. So that was really fun, and everyone really enjoyed that. When the drinks are bad and everything is sad, and those long, long nights are all you have, and those memories never seem to fade, and in the cold, cold ground is where you'll
I didn't hear a word, I didn't.
I've been a whole lot. I have seen a lot of my favorite bands there. I've seen a lot of my friends' bands there. I watched Blood Roots Barter there a long time ago when I was younger. I know that Magnolia Boulevard from Lexington is also playing there,
yeah,
as On the Rise this year. So it's kind of a home away from home, even though it's about 8-hour travel for us. It's just a really nice place, and it's a family environment, and it's just all the good music that you could ever ask for. It's good for connections. It's good for just meeting people and experiencing new things. We're all nervous, obviously, about playing main stage, but honestly, I think everybody can agree that it's a dream come true. I think that mostly the way that people describe it is it's half farmers and half liberals, but somehow or another they find a way to meet on common grounds and make Floyd the special place that it is.
As a fairly new band, anybody can field this. David O'Neill has been playing fiddle tonight. How does a band go about, a young band especially, go about landing a spot at something like Floyd or Bristol, both of which are pretty high profile kind of gigs?
David O'Neill.
The most important part of getting shows like that is going to shows and also meeting people. A lot of the opportunities we've gotten has been from connections that we've developed prior to being in Mama Said String Band. And I think that that has contributed in a big way to us being able to do what we do.
You were talking about the jamming at Terrapin and that kind of thing. So it's just networking, but especially being available to stay up late and play. And
I am the grandpa. They always stay up and I always go to bed.
Really? Oh, David.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Mama Said String Band. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more of the Mama Said String Band after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.